Well, it's Saturday about 10 past 12. It's really sunny and warm in Hackney. The air is nice and dry. It doesn't feel humid or anything. It's a beautiful day. I'm just reflecting really on at least a month of using Audioboo and what I've got from it to my own assessment. The biggest thing I've got from it is that it's taken me through a really crucial stage for me of recovering from agoraphobia. And it did that by providing a distraction to leave my house when I was getting anxious and panicking. And I'd just boo as I walked out of the house, and by the time I got to the park or half out into the street, I'd have been distracting myself. Poppy would be ready to walk in the park, and I've done it. You know, I'm getting out of the house without really thinking about it now. With Poppy having, you know, for at least a year been agoraphobic. And the other thing is that it's seen me through a time where I've been, at the more advanced stages of getting help for a post-mental breakdown and a preliminary bipolar disorder diagnosis. And it's been a huge help for that because it's in two ways. The first way is it's felt like a counsellor to me to some extent. And I know that sounds strange because no one's answering back, but I'm a fairly self-aware person who's had a professional career and then just through stress had a mental breakdown. And I did a degree in psychology when I was younger. I'm 37 now, and I worked for Mind actually as a volunteer for a few years and then paid for a couple. I've always been self-analytical, the nature of. Well, obviously the nature of the fact I had problems I needed to get sorted, but I hadn't bothered and until now when I've got a psychiatrist, I've got a counsellor, I've got lots of help. And so I think just spilling things enables me to reflect properly the next day or to think a bit more, you know, even sort of 3 hours later sometimes when my moods change because the way I feel can sort of swing dependent on very many things, but it's really helped me sort of deal with that really, because it's provided me with this log that I can continually refer to see markers in my behaviour or how I was thinking, how I was expressing myself, and judge whether I'm on the right track or, well, I don't know what it's going to tell me, but just generally it provides a log. And that's fantastic, and it's the ease of use and the quality of the sound that keep me coming back to it. I should also add that obviously through generally starting to feel more healthy, I've become more useful. So I've been playing about learning web design, which is the thing I'm trying to do to reskill myself so that I can eventually, when I'm better, become employable, or rather employ myself with some innovative, exciting idea. I just lose my train of thought. But anyway, what I'm getting to here is that it's been massively beneficial to me in many ways, not just in the self-expression or self-therapy or digital mouthpiece or as a musical expression point. Many ways. I've met some lovely people through it. I've met some in real life. I've been introduced to the lovely Tara Bush. I'd seen her live, met her husband. Fantastic people. Lots of things, very positive things. It's engaging. It's engaging me with the outside world, which is really useful. There's another point I need to make, which is that. One thing I can particularly notice is my urge to boo at the moment is reduced, and that's down to two things. One is that I'm a lot more level, I think. My medication's right now, it must be, because I'm a lot less rampant in my mood swings or my manic streaks and depressive streaks. It's a lot more of a balanced sine wave, I think was the original analogy I used about my swings. And that's fantastic. That means that I am thinking more rationally, but on the other hand, I'm not as manic, therefore I'm not having to get as much off my chest and talk so much.